There are lots of different stories out there that many of them are going to ask you to live by them. They may make claims to answer life's big questions with varying degrees of success. And the Christian story is a story we're going to explore in this course to see how it might answer life's big questions. We structure the course that way. The big questions all relate into this story somehow, but I'm going to give you a summary of it in this session here. I'm going to tell the Christian story, the big story, all at once, and then we're going to get more in depth into the different stages of that story in future weeks. But I'm going to tell this story as a play with six acts. Imagine it like a Shakespearean play. Those old plays always had a number of acts. I don't think he really did six, but we'll pretend he did. With God as the writer and director of this six-act play. And act one is creation, where the director writes and creates a masterpiece, a work of art that's not just any work of art, but a work of art that truly reflects who the artist is, reflects who he is in deep and powerful ways. In this case, the artist is a director who writes plays, who writes scripts, and a director can't really execute their vision without entrusting that script to a number of actors. And so God, the director, writes this amazing script that says exactly who he is, really conveys the message he wants to convey like any good artist tries to do, and then entrusts it to the actors who are going to execute it. Gives this script to the human race. Gives them everything they need to follow the script, with the intent that they'll play their parts and take their cues from him as their director, following his script, making that work of art really flourish. This is how the story of our world begins. The story of creation begins with God creating the world and us, not as some little hobby on the side, but rather as a work of art, a masterpiece that expresses who God really is, what God wants to do. God created us to not just be an inanimate object of art, but rather we were created to have a close, intimate, personal connection with God. Not to experience any separation from God, but to know him in that way. Another way I often say it is that we were created to love God and be loved by God. We were created to know God and be known by God. I'm not talking about a mushy, romantic kind of love, but rather a friendship that goes beyond anything we've ever experienced. Think of even the love a parent can have for a child, but the most perfect love possible. Not one that any of us have ever experienced before, but rather the most perfect love that any parent could have for their child. That's a love none of us have ever known, no matter how good our parents were or not, but they've all been measured against this one perfect relationship. God, like that perfect parent, expressed his love in all sorts of ways, and one of the chief ways that parents can show love for children is by providing for their needs, whether they're material, emotional, spiritual, educational, whatever they might be. And God did that with humans. God created us to know us personally and to care for us and provide for us in all sorts of ways. All we needed to do as God's children was to enjoy God's love and care, and not try to be anything other than what we are created to be, just to be his children. Not to try to be the parent, but rather to be the children. That's what we were created for, and that's what this world was meant to be. God, humans, the natural world, all living together in harmony under God's care and provision. This is the story that begins the Bible. The Bible talks about the first humans being created and living in a garden where everything was provided for them. They didn't have to work the soil to eat food. It was just provided. It was just given. Everything they never needed was provided by God directly because of that close personal relationship where they could simply receive what God offered, where God could simply give and provide. Or to use our play illustration, God wrote a script, and we were each made to play our part according to it, and not any other part. Not to be the director, but to be actors on stage, part of God's magnificent creation, his work of art, his masterpiece. Well, that probably sounds good, The problem is, you're probably thinking to yourself right now, that's not really the world that I think I'm experiencing right now. And that's because there is more than one act in this play. Well, that was day two of the Christianity 101 course, so I have a question for you to think about. Have you ever felt like you were made for a purpose? Have you found it or fulfilled it? Why or why not? You can explore that on your own, or maybe explore some of our discussion groups. Visit our website or use our app to find out more.